This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, what a day, what a week, because of what the Eagles did on Sunday, but also because of the whole journey and how rare it is. You know, one of the things we're talking a lot about today is what it feels like to be on top of the world. And I had mentioned earlier, part of what makes it so special is how rare it is. I do believe it'll happen more often. I mean, there's basically no way in the next 40 years it'll be as barren as the last 40 years. Because until Sunday, we had two championships in 41 years, which is absolutely ridiculous when you have four teams in a major town. So it's great to see the birds do what they did, and obviously we continue to celebrate it. We'll celebrate it with you more tomorrow with the parade as well. You can weigh in and let us know what you're feeling at 215-592-9494. Lifelong Philadelphia sports fan, one of our favorites around here, Mr. Ben Davis. Ben, how are you, pal?
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the world to you, man.
What are you guys talking about?
Damn straight, buddy. Well done.
What are you guys talking about? What's going on?
What's going on around here?
Anything happened recently?
We're talking about Paul George.
It's snow.
It's 2 points.
I know. You know what that is? That's two more than zero.
That's right.
So, Ben, how do you feel, man, as an Eagles fan, as a Philadelphian, to know not only an incredible season, but an all-time American championship round performance. What'd you make of it?
I could not be happier for Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. Like, honestly, I just think they've been so scrutinized, criticized. I'm so happy for the two of them because they went out there and they dominated.
They did.
Along with the Eagles defense, which is on a whole different level. But I just could not be happier. I know it's a team sport, but for those two specifically, I could not be happier.
I agree. I think the three I'm happiest for are those two and Saquon, because of what Saquon went through in New York. We didn't have, obviously, the time with him as Eagles fans all those years, but we observed from afar. And then to see when he gets here,
man,
to see what a classy and quality human he is.
Talk about, like,
in addition
over the
to player
classiness. Yeah. And Saquon is one guy. Zach Bond is another
no
guy.
No question.
It's over-the-top classiness. In Saquon's case, it's like, how in the world, how does he have any reason to be this kind and genuine?
Yeah.
And like, he's had people telling him he was the greatest thing since sliced bread his entire life, yet it didn't affect him in the negative.
John, let me give you a story. I was told a story last night, a buddy who runs a charity, I'll keep names out of this, but a high-level American sports star. And guys at
there was a weird noise that came out
okay.
right there.
Guys at a, I did not. Guys at a charity event, and Ben, you'll appreciate how outrageous this is, because Ben, you're not wired this way, and John, you're not wired this way.
Mm-hmm.
Guy doesn't check out of his hotel when it's time to check out, and he gets repeatedly told, like, you can't just stay. Like, they need the room for the, and it's 5 o'clock, and the hotel has. My point is, some guys can be jerks because you're a star, you know,
yeah.
and you're screwing a charity
yeah.
who put you in the hotel room. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, don't be like
probably
Saquon.
Didn't realize.
No,
yeah.
He realized it. He didn't give a damn because that guy is not Saquon. That guy's not a quality human. Let's listen to Saquon more from the game because the Mic'd Up show was really fascinating last night as the NFL released all this audio. Listen to Saquon. Now, here's the score, circumstances. Eagles are up 24-0. They're up 24-0. So they're feeling great. The Delaware Valley's feeling great. We're all feeling great. Listen to Saquon demonstrating continued leadership up 24-0 with his teammates.
The Eagles are up 24-0.
Hey, yes. Do not fall for it. Do not fall for it at all. Hey, do not fall for it at all.
You're not.
The scoreboard 0-0. We're here the whole time. That's for everybody else. We stay locked in.
I mean,
I love it. Right? I love it so much. I can't even stand it. Like, I love it so much.
It's so good. It's so good. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. Wade is with us. Wade, good morning.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, y'all.
What's going on, Wade?
Hi, Wade.
Everybody, what up? I'm gonna start off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? This is gonna be just a little warm up with you, Joe. But I'm gonna finish you off next week. But I'm gonna just keep it cordial because this is the Super Bowl week.
You got it.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Everybody
nominated for the speech, Joe, and that was great. But I think y'all kind of cheated y'all coworker, man. Y'all did him dirty. I think y'all should have nominated BG. That's what I think is going
so,
on.
I agree. You know, James and I were thinking about that.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Yeah, we had him as number five. Who would you take out?
CJGJ.
No. I wasn't taking nobody out.
Well, Twitter only gives us four. Twitter only gives us four choices. The reason we went CJGJ instead of BG, and I'll break it down real easy, Wade. It's the same thing I said at Seltzer. I'll say to you right now. BG gave a speech 7 years ago. I don't remember it. So if you ask me who's more likely to give a memorable speech tomorrow, BG or CJGJ, who can say anything, I would say CJGJ is more likely.
You're hijacking a phone call.
Huh?
You hijacking me, baby. You hijacking me.
Well, am I wrong?
Yo, I ain't trying to listen to what you're talking about. I got something to say. And
go ahead and say it.
BG going to go in there. His speech going to be like, you feel me? They say he couldn't see over the line. They say he can't read a defense. They say he can't play quarterback under center. Some bonehead radio host named Joe DeCamry don't know what he's talking about.
That's good.
And everybody trying to give you a paper. The only paper I give you, Joe, is the one I use to wipe my rear end.
Wow.
It's crap.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? How do you wake up in the morning and feel that you got to come to work every day and deal with this? This going to go off about a year or two until the next Super Bowl come up. Ain't nobody cutting you no slack, Joe.
That's
this
good.
This ain't over, man. I'm going to holler at you.
Wow, this is going to go on for a year.
All right, Wade. You got it, buddy.
I'm going to hold you to that.
How about that? All right, good deal.
I love
Look,
Wade.
BG is the most likely to give that speech. That's because, BG was the most outspoken pro-Jalen guy, obviously. And, you could see, matter of fact, let's play some audio here. Let me find the number real quick. Give me one moment. I want to get to BG interacting with Jalen. James, number 11. Here's Brandon Graham. Super Bowl is over. Celebration is on. Brandon Graham giving Jalen some love on the field.
Everything, baby. Nobody can take it from
him.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, too.
Let them know. Let the boys know, man. Tell them to get off your back.
Good stuff, man. It really is. So first part of that was some other combination of people. And then Brandon, obviously, with Jalen Hurts, which is really cool. All right. Good morning to you. On a tremendous morning, 4 days removed from the Eagles winning the Super Bowl and knowing that we are on the day before what we wait a long time for, and that's a parade. Well, our life was very plain as sports fan. Well, plain's not the word, but I'll say this. It was unfulfilled. I mean, two championships in 41 years. You got to be kidding me. Well, we got a third. And again, that's, since the Sixers won in 83.
We got a dominant one.
We got a dominant one, and we got a parade tomorrow. Hey, parade details. There's a lot to tell you about what's up ahead, including our coverage here on WIP. I know, millions are going to descend upon Philadelphia. So, look, my advice is, get here as early as you can, within reason. Parade kicks off at 11. It will begin at Broad and Patterson, obviously down there in the sports complex. It will go north up Broad Street. It's going to get to, obviously City Hall, and it's going to be, turning on the west side of City Hall, and then moving to JFK Boulevard, ultimately to 16th Street and the Ben Franklin Parkway, making its way to the Art Museum. That's where they had, of course, you know, the celebration 7 years ago. Jason Kelce, the star of the parade 7 years ago, will be with us coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll get Jason's thoughts on the game and the championship for Philadelphia, the whole deal. So Jason in about 10 minutes. Also, we'll find out from Jason who's most likely to at least, I don't know, come near his speech, you know? Who's going to crank it up? Ben, how would you answer this Twitter poll question? Most likely of these four guys we got here, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Ben, how would you answer this question? Most likely to give the most memorable speech tomorrow, Dickerson, CJ, GJ, Malata, Sirianni. And if you think someone else, you tell me who else. Who cranks it up the most tomorrow, Ben? Because 08 Phils, it was Chase. 17 Eagles, it was Kelce. Who's going to be the guy tomorrow, Ben?
When you initially asked me, I was going to say Jordan. But I'm going to say Nick.
So where do you think he takes it? Meaning, he hasn't gloated. He hasn't done the I told you so, or I didn't tell you so, but I knew it and you didn't. Like, so he gives a memorable speech. What is the defining theme of it that gets it there, in your opinion?
I don't think he's going to go over the top because he's a big-time family man. I don't think he's going to go where Chase went.
And, I agree.
You know, where Kelce went.
Right.
And I'm not saying that they're not family men, but I think Nick is at a different level.
Off script, Nick is the most.
He dropped an S-bomb on Fox about Kellen Moore. He's like, let's run this S back, remember? Yeah. Like, on the Fox broadcast on the stage of the Super Bowl. So who the hell knows?
If he goes off script, it could be really interesting.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just think I think he could take a different level. I think he will preach about the family and the work ethic and how they kept everything in-house.
That's an interesting answer.
And I said to you last month, I said, he doesn't give a damn what you think, what I think, what John thinks, what Rhea thinks, what James thinks. He doesn't, what the city, he doesn't care. All he cares about is winning, and he just won.
Yeah, he sure did. All right, that's a pretty darn good answer. Maybe Nick is the guy. All right, let us know what you think on that, 215-592-9494. And what does this feeling feel like to you? Top of the world after Super Bowl demolition. You know, one of the great NFL teams, it does feel like in modern times, with, you know, a historic Super Bowl performance. All of that on the table for you to react to. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Danny. He's calling from Delaware. Good morning, Danny.
What's up, fellas?
Danny.
Hi, Danny.
How are you, pal?
I'm awesome, man. Guys, I can't even express how you get me through each and every day. John Ritchie, you were and are a hero since your days at the Raiders and the Eagles. The blood, I'll never forget it. I'm 59 years old, but I feel like a little kid every day I wake up and I turn on this station. Joe DeCamera, you're the coolest nerd I've ever heard.
Uncool gangster, that's what we call him.
Yeah, that was the years ago.
Seltzer, you're the man. And Ben, I can't even believe Ben Davis is on the phone at the same time. Anyway, guys, I just wanted to say I've been listening to you all since day one on the midday show, and I didn't think there was a chance in hell that y'all would make it through after a weekend.
Neither did we, Danny.
Danny, is that because Joe was uncool, or was there another problem?
Let's not go there.
But, Danny, you're saying 8 years ago you thought the show stunk, as I did. I thought we stunk.
I didn't even know it stung.
Yeah, we stung.
It was tough listening, but I hung in there, and I continued to listen.
Thanks, buddy.
And listen, and it got better and better and better. And today, this is literally the best show on the station.
Well,
I mean, I don't listen to anything outside of Philadelphia.
Look, I appreciate the kind words. I don't know what's the best show. I just know we try to do our best and give people a good show. And if you enjoy we're glad.
I appreciate, you know, everything you guys do. You get me through my days. I'm going through a little tough time right now, and this is even helps even more.
I'm sorry.
But,
hang in there.
No,
buddy.
It's all good. All good. All good.
This should help.
This is
this is
amazing.
Yeah, this can lift you up, man.
Yep. Let it.
This is the first time I called into a radio station in Philadelphia. I mean, I just had to do it. I had to get this out.
That's
and
awesome.
I just wanted to say appreciate everything you guys do and love listening to you each and every day.
Thanks, Danny. Listen, Danny, you stay well, man. Whatever you're dealing with, you know, do your best to manage it. If we can help you, we will, and we appreciate listening and calling the show, man. Seriously.
Thank you all. I appreciate it all.
All right, buddy. You got it. Let's listen to more from the field as the NFL last night released a ton of audio. This was really interesting. This was late in the game. The game is long decided. It's not over yet, but Jalen and AJ had a moment. It sounded like a moment reflective on, you know, their friendship and their time together, what's been 3 years now, as teammates. Here's Jalen and AJ on the sideline late in the game.
What are we coming for? Yeah, you know that's what we're coming for. And I told you we were going to do this when I made that call. And it's done.
For sure.
She about to sing. But
for sure, man. I'm proud of you, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Proud of you, too.
All the ups and downs, bro.
It comes with it, man. It's a part of the game, and that's life, you know?
Isn't that interesting there at
the
end?
He has such a good outlook on the world, Jalen Hurts, in terms of like adversity and dealing with it and all that stuff. Like, it's hard when you have to go through things like that. And this guy just has such a way of like understanding that that's life and finding a way to use it. And it's so impressive to hear this stuff.
Also, it's troubling to me that he's 26 years old and he's this wise and worldly. And it just makes me wonder, like,
when will I get there?
What was wrong with me? Yeah, like, why was I so clueless that this kid could be so aware, so self-aware?
He's been through a lot.
I'll say.
Yeah, he has.
My gosh.
Yeah.
But hearing these little exchanges, it kind of highlights that. How in the world did this guy ever get so honed or something, if that's the word?
It's very impressive.
Polished or just shaped into what he's become. It's fabulous.
It's pretty amazing. It really is.
I think a big part, though, is like it's in you. Like, I think some guys have it. Some guys, people say, like, oh, I want to be the guy with bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, two outs, full count. I want to be the guy at the plate. Some guys say it, and some guys actually mean it. Like,
Not many people actually mean that.
I think Jalen Hurts actually does mean it. Like, I think he was born with it. Some guys are born with it. Some guys aren't. Yeah. You can't make yourself into something that you're not. I think that's just the way Jalen always has been. And I have been extremely critical of him over the last couple seasons. And I think it's been warranted to a certain degree.
I guess one person around here has been.
Bad job by you. Bad job, Ben Davis. But
to see him just tune everybody out and just go about his business and accomplish the ultimate goal, that's what he's done.
And play his best at the end. Last two games were the two best of the year, you know, by far.
But we saw this before. We saw him play his best in the biggest games. That matters. That's a theme. It's a trend that makes a difference. That's part of why he's getting paid the way he's getting paid.
No, that's right. All right, let's get to Dean. He's calling from Delaware. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Dean. How are you, pal?
Hey, it was kind of a bittersweet thing for me because I lost a friend of mine in the beginning of the year, colon cancer, and huge Eagle fan. And I'll be bringing with him. He's coming with me tomorrow to the parade.
Well, I get it. So, in the urn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, Dean, that was something that was noticeable in 2017. How many people did that in 2017? And listen, when you said bittersweet to start the call, my first thought was that's where you were headed. That you had lost a loved one. And I get it, man. I mean, you know, my brother was alive for the last Super Bowl prior to this one, but not this one. So, you know, I understand. And, of course, you're talking about the immediacy thing if it was a month ago. So my heart goes out to you, man. Yep. And I think it's very special that you'll be able to, you know, have.
You got it, guys. Can't wait. Can't wait till tomorrow. Cannot wait till tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You guys take care of yourself. Keep rocking it. I'm going to keep listening. I'm down in the nation's capital. So I'll keep listening for you guys.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate that. Speaking of tomorrow and listening, remember, get the Odyssey app. I cannot emphasize this enough. Odyssey app is how you can listen to the show even if you're not in your car or home. And let's be real. There's going to be 2 million people tomorrow not in their car at some point or home because they're going to be out in the streets. So when you're and let's also be real. Most of the time you're out on the streets, the parade will not be going by you. I mean, you might have to stand there for 2 hours for it to go by you that you have a view, and then you got to find your way out of it. So my point is WIP is going to have wall-to-wall coverage. Obviously, our show starting at 6 a.m., kind of the pregame parade show, if you will. And then the parade itself will come through primarily during Joe and Hugh's show, and then the ceremonies on the steps will be during Spike and Ike's show and Jack. But my point is have that Odyssey app, have an earpiece so you can listen for any number of hours you want to. And here we're going to have interviews, we're going to have the actual speeches, all that stuff, all of it. So get that Odyssey app and you can listen to us tomorrow. All right, 215-592-9494. We welcome in a Philadelphia legend. My God, do we love Jason Kelce. What a performance by the Phil. Jason, what you did it 7 years ago, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, all glory to you forever for that. And these guys did it as well, Jason. Good morning to you, pal.
Yeah, no, we did it in 2017. And that's one of the things that's just so special about a championship, and especially the sport of football, is these guys have been through so much. And, you know, you think about all of the adversity and things that the entire team's been through, the organization, the head coach. And, you know, I was there for a lot of that. And then they persevered through it through the beginning half of this season.
Yeah.
And for them to turn into what they became, I don't know that I've ever witnessed a more dominating Super Bowl victory in my lifetime.
No. Well, I think back to the Bears.
I got a couple in mind.
Yeah, 55-10. There aren't many, though.
There's not many.
I was born in 87, so yeah. I didn't even get to see that.
Like, oh, yeah, that's true. I forget how sorry, old we no, are sometimes,
sorry,
Jason.
I hope you guys.
But, ouch.
Yeah.
Like, that's an ouch.
This is at.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That hurts.
But no, I mean, just.
You just called John old, but that's okay.
I think it was more all of us.
That's what we are.
So, yeah. I think it was just a fantastic year for the Birds for what they overcame from the ending of last season, in particular, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
What they had to persevere through the whole season. Saquon Barkley coming here and, you know, Vic Fangio coming. And I mean, this defense was the worst defense in the NFL last year. And yeah, they have some new pieces. The draft picks have panned out. Zach Bond has been an incredible addition. But it's just been remarkable how quickly it's turned and how dominant. I mean, they're very clearly the best team in the NFL.
There's no question.
There's not like they got hot at the right moment. This happened right for them. It ain't a question that this was the most talented team with the best coaches in the entire NFL this season.
Yeah, I mean, Jason, so full disclosure, and I said it earlier this week, and anyone that listened to me last week would know this, based on what the outcome was. I was stunned it was such a demolition. I mean, I thought this was going to be razor close.
Well, nobody demolishes the Chiefs.
Right? I mean, Mahomes had lost 4 games in his career by 8 or more points.
They were 15-1 in the regular season. Yeah. The only game they lost was against the Buffalo Bills, who were another fantastic team.
Yeah.
And that came down to the wire. It came down to a Josh Allen 4th down conversion that really sealed the deal for him. So I don't know that anybody anticipated that kind of what's the belt to the ass?
Yeah, that's the new that's the
belt to ass, man.
That's it.
That's it.
But I think it was yeah, I don't know that anybody expected that for sure.
Unbelievable, man.
Including the Chiefs.
Of course.
Were they overconfident? Yeah.
I don't know. I think that I would be surprised if they were, because I think at the end of the day, you look at the roster that the Eagles had.
I know.
I don't know that anybody would go into a game like, we're just going to go beat the crap out of them. It's just, I don't think that's it. I just think that the Eagles were the better team.
Yeah.
Physically. And I think that the Chiefs had a number of things that they screwed up with. And that's what they made a lot of uncharacteristic things happen. And the Eagles played one of the best games of their careers. A lot of the players.
And Jason, the front four of the Eagles day, and I know it's a couple different, you know, 4 guys was more like 6 or 7 with the rotations.
Yeah,
and
that was the Achilles heel.
My God.
That was the Achilles heel for the Chiefs offense all season long. They couldn't figure out the tackle position. They kind of got a makeshift when they slid Joe Tooney out.
Yeah.
But it's still a guard playing tackle. And I think Joe Tooney's one of the best guards in the NFL, hands down. Like one of the guys I've loved watching. But now you got a backup in at left guard. You got Milton Williams in there who played a phenomenal game. So happy for him and how he's progressed in his career. Jalen Carter. You see Nolan Smith. Jesus. And not even just that game. This is an undersized guy, which can relate, Nolan. Undersized guy going in there, having and turned into this physical run stopper. The pass rushing stuff, I can get fired up. But when teams are running counter at you, they're doing that because they think they can get a good kick out on you.
Yeah.
And he is taking on Trey Smith, one of the most aggressive guards in the league, in my opinion, and stunting him and knocking him back.
Yeah.
And I think that the whole way that they've all played really, really well. I think that the coaches have done a phenomenal job. Clint Hurt, Bobby King, Vic Fangio, all of those guys on that side of the ball. They played so fantastic in this game.
Now, Jason, go ahead, John.
What about the fact that they did play so fantastic? It felt like it was like a taper. You know, like the Olympic athletes prior to the 100-meter dash, they're tapering everything they're doing to prepare to be the ultimate competition. How in the world did Nick, this coaching staff, how did they time it up so perfectly with this team?
And let me ask this, Jason, as a follow-up.
Yeah.
Does the easier training camp play a part of that? I mean, this was a hot button topic the last few years around here.
But they made it harder.
I was about to say, it was harder this year.
Yeah, but that's fair. They're always not hard.
They're always going to err on going where the science and what exercise science is kind of.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Progressing the game towards, which is, for lack of a better term, an easier training camp.
Yeah.
But I think what Nick did a really good job of this year is realizing there's still times you got to push these guys into these areas of mental fatigue and having to make decisions when that happens. I think it feels like they did a better job managing that beginning of the season.
Who deserves that?
I think that the reason these, I think the peaking at the right time is a byproduct of the meticulous effort of getting better each and every week. I don't think that this is like a, hey, we're going to like slow roll the entire NFL at the beginning of the season and then just jumping on at the end. These guys, I mean, they weren't the best team in the NFL the first 4 weeks of the season. They were 2-2. They couldn't stop an outside zone play to save their life. They got demolished by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that is what happened earlier in the season. And the NFL season is a marathon. These guys continue to get better. Vic Fangio continued to hold the defense accountable and improve in that area. Clint Hurt got these guys better. They had the talent to get it done. They just had to continue to improve and reach their potential, which they ultimately got to. The most they got the highest out of their players and talent and coaches than any other team in the NFL by the end of the season. That's because they all remained accountable and stuck with the system and continue to improve each and every week.
Yeah, no question. Jason with us here in studio, obviously 4 days removed from one of the most glorious moments in Philadelphia sports history. Parade Day tomorrow. We'll have huge coverage of it tomorrow. Also coming up shortly, we'll get some more of the audio from the game as the NFL last night released a ton of behind-the-scenes footage as Zach Bond, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and Nick Sirianni were mic'd up. And you just hear a series of unbelievable interactions amongst teammates and coaches, celebrations, game planning, leadership. I mean, really some awesome stuff. So that shortly. Let's get some calls in right now. 215-592-9494. Talk to Seth. He's calling from media. Good morning, Seth. Yo, Seth.
What I tell you guys last week, we were going to beat the brakes off of.
That's got to feel good.
And I stopped at beat them, Seth. But yes, they did beat the brakes off them. All right, Seth, what do you got for us, buddy?
Yo, that game was unbelievable. Man, all right, well, I'll say this. Of all the photos and things that are happening after a game, all the stuff that the NFL's releasing now with, like, it's the interactions between the players and stuff has just been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites, though, was just a still photo. I think it was Mekhi Becton sitting on the field just looking up.
Yeah, with his son.
Powerful.
And, dude, I watched that 3 or 4 times last night, and I was just, it just made me so happy to see that because, like, that's another story of a guy that's just been, you know, stuck in purgatory forever. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of guys on this team. You talk about, like, what makes Jalen so good or whatever. Man, this dude has always been doubted. And that's a, like, I mean, you talk about like being hyped for the speeches and stuff. Like, this, his whole career, he's been, you know, put behind the eight ball. I mean, I don't know about high school, but college and in the pros. And I just, hats off to this whole team for, you know, really handing it to the Chiefs and just, you're putting all of that other nonsense to rest. I mean, that's to bed now. I don't even want to hear it. This dude is the real deal. He really is. And something I saw that was really funny last night was all of the clips of all the different languages calling the game.
Yeah, right? Sure.
And,
yep.
And the tagline, yeah, the tagline said, Mahomes getting cooked in 13 languages.
All right, Seth, good phone call, man. Appreciate that. Let's listen right now to, because again, we have a lot of the behind the scenes in the game moments, on the field, off the field, on the sidelines. Let's go to when the Eagles get up 17-0. I thought it was the play of the game. It was voted, Ben, we had a poll earlier this week, play of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, the Cooper DeJean interception TD return, won the poll over Saquon's backward leap.
Hmm.
Which would you have voted for of those two? Totally different circumstances, to say the least.
Well, I guess you got to say Cooper's obviously pick six.
See, here's what makes it interesting.
That's what I said, Ben.
Yep. Because of the situation.
It matters more. It just matters more.
But here's what's more fun to watch? Saquon.
Well, Saquon's is the one more likely to win the ESPY Award. Because it's the most outrageous But I'm not ripping Cooper DeJean's play. I'm saying it was Cooper DeJean's really important, obviously. Saquon's more athletically unusual and brilliant. But anyway, let's go to the moment when Cooper DeJean, he gets the interception return for the touchdown. What you're about to hear, I want to tip you off because this is about a minute. You're going to hear Saquon with Cooper. You're going to hear Zach Bond with Cooper. My favorite part of this, you're going to hear CJGJ bringing members of the team together to stay focused. You're also going to hear from Sirianni. Let's listen.
Do you believe us? That's a hell of a birthday present. You keep doing that, you might have even a better one. Keep going.
Hey, you saw I had the two guys to the flat, so you came off and stole a crosser?
That's all. Yeah.
That's some veteran-ass I am that That's some veteran-ass shit.
Good. We knew that was coming. All
hey, hey, 10
that's the first one, though. That's one. Hey, Q. We right here. We right here. Y'all right back at it.
Way to go, Kim. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Kim.
Every time y'all make a play, every time you make a play, just keep in mind everyone right here. Right here, right here. To that clock strike zero. You feel me?
We can get excited for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Even Kim. Yeah, I know this one's so good.
You know, Jason, the biggest thing that stood out to me watching last night was the leadership.
Oh, yeah.
Saquon, Jalen, Brandon Graham, Bond, Sirianni as coach. Leadership was all over.
Yeah.
All over what I thought the NFL put out there last night. And what the Eagles obviously put out there last week.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the awesome things that NFL Films does. They get all this footage and this mic'd up stuff that happens on the sideline, and we get a glimpse into what it looked like as greatness was literally happening. And there's no surprise to me that you caught a bunch of incredible sound bites and guys. I mean, the Super Bowl is such a huge moment in your life, and there's a lot of emotion happening. And I just love hearing these sound bites of a right here, keep it together, a stay your focus. Yeah. And like they all clearly, and I'd imagine it was a communicated stance all week from Nick Sirianni and guys that had been there and saying like, listen, we do not let the moment make you make uncharacteristic things like what happened to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, especially because it's 2 years ago. When you say two years ago, sure. Played a real part with a 10-point lead and it fell apart, that had to be in their minds.
For sure. I think that was part of it. I think that's what you're always preaching going into a Super Bowl, but the fact that so many players had the experience from 2 years before that,
yeah,
to then expound on that and to tell all the other guys. And like Saquon wasn't there before, but like he definitely talked to these guys all leading up to it. So they all knew like that was the messaging going into it. Like, stay your focus. We're the better team. If we just do our job, we will win this game. And that's what ended up happening.
No question.
You ended up, you were the one in control of the protection calls when you were playing in that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Watching 59, knowing that Jalen is the one making those calls, declaring the mic, you know, getting guys situated up there at the line of scrimmage. How good a job did Jalen do in your old job, which was communicating the protections?
It's hard for me to know how good of a job he did communicating the protections because I wasn't out there, but he did a good job playing football. Like, I, you know, he played
about
a master.
As good as I've ever seen.
He played an incredible game. I'm so happy for Jalen Hurts, man. Like, you know, one of the callers brought it up before. Like, this guy has been through so much through college and high school. And, you know, he's faced a lot of criticism and doubt, even this year, leading up to this game. I mean,
sure.
And, like, I just, for him to go out there and play like that on the biggest stage possible, to be the Super Bowl MVP and to have that performance was just remarkable. And, like, I think he's done a good job handling blitzes in general all season long. And I don't think that was different this week. They had some hiccups against Washington the week before or the game before. But most of that was, like, there's obviously Landon was in there and he was hurt and there's a lot of things going on there which caused that. So I think he did a phenomenal job. He knew when he needed to get rid of the ball. And that was a big thing that we talked about. One of the reasons it was awesome for him to take that next step of taking over protections is even when if the quarterback's handling protections, they're being forced to know all that stuff. And it accelerates the decision when you're not picked up and knowing when you're not picked up. And I think that all year ended up provingly a positive, thing that Jalen took on.
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest plays of the game, and Jason with us here for about an hour, one of the biggest plays of the game, obviously, and it was like the ultimate dagger. There was basically no way the Chiefs could come back after this, was the bomb in the third quarter from Jalen to Devontae. You know, probably Jalen's best throw of the game. I can't imagine there was one better. It was a beautiful throw. And it was also a moment where a lot of coaching staffs, and I say coaching staff because I'm including Sirianni and Kellen Moore as play caller, probably would start, run, clock it. You're up 27-0.
I was shocked, personally, when they went deep there.
Here's a fascinating moment. Let's go inside the audio. The moment when Sirianni and Kellen Moore... And Sirianni wants to go for the jugular. This is right after Avante had knocked away the ball. So on a fourth down, the Eagles get the ball back around midfield. And Sirianni wants to go for the jugular.
It's broken up by Avante Maddox.
Can we score? It's over. Yeah, I don't. Just call it.
You know what I mean, John? If we score, that's a head coach saying in the third quarter. If in the third quarter,
foot on the gas.
If we score, it's over. Like, let's go for call it.
Yeah,
let's go for the bomb. Well,
you just brought it up. You know, we were up 10-0 going into the half last time against these guys.
Yeah,
and, you know, the Chiefs. Even when you think they're down, they're a team that can. You know, they just need one little spark, and all of a sudden, Pat Mahomes can get into a rhythm.
No question.
Sure.
And you know, I thought that was clearly the end of the game. And I don't, no doubt about it in the back of my head that these guys going into this game were like, we're foot on the gas all the way, we're being aggressive, and that stayed true to what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, no question. Let's get to JP calling from Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, JP.
Hey, guys, what's up?
JP!
Man, you talk about a ride. I tell you what, when I mean natural high, you can't get any higher than this. I'm watching the Tonight Show because did you guys catch the Tonight Show with Jalen Hurts?
Oh, and yeah.
Barkley?
Absolutely.
That was the funniest thing ever.
Jalen had jokes.
I'm turning on The View just to see what Jalen Hurts was saying yesterday. I'm enjoying every single second of it. I mean, I said it last Friday. I said in the beginning of the week, I was saying blowout, but everybody told me to come back to reality. But I was saying blowout. They did their job. I knew when Cooper DeJean hit that interception for the pick six, I got up saying happy birthday, turned to my friends and said, game's over. We got this one.
Yeah, I didn't feel it at 17-0. I felt confident, but not over. I think by the time Ball made the interception, because the three plays all happened probably within a minute or so. The Cooper DeJean interception, the Vaughn interception, and the A.J. touchdown probably all happened within about 1 minute of game time. And that took 10-0 to 24-0, and then it was, you know. Actually, maybe there was one possession in between. I could be wrong, but it happened fairly quick. Let's put it that way.
Guys, I love talking to you. I'm glad I got through. Jason, sir, this one's for you. E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S!
Good stuff, JP.
Thanks,
well done.
JP.
So, Jason, let's talk about the parade tomorrow. Matter of fact, before we talk parade tomorrow, let's talk parade 7 years ago. Because one of the things we're fooling around with today, and you know, in a joking way, in a inquisitive way, who's going to be the guy tomorrow? So Chase Utley was the guy in 08. You were the guy times 10 in 2017. We're going to try to find out who's going to be the guy tomorrow. But before that, let's relive one of the great moments in Philadelphia, one of the great off-the-field moments in Philadelphia sports history. We'll give you about the final minute or so of Jason's speech 7 years ago.
It's y'all, Philadelphia.
Are we allowed to air this?
For 52 years, y'all have been waiting for this. You want to talk about underdog? You want to talk about a hungry dog? For 52 years, you've been starved in this championship.
You know what's up. You know what's
Everybody
up.
Wonders why we're so mean. Everybody wonders why the Philadelphia Eagles aren't the nicest fans. If I don't eat breakfast, I'm pissed off. To win the Super Bowl, and nobody likes our fans. And you know what? I've just heard one of the best chants this past day, and it's one of my favorite, and it's new, and I hope y'all learn it, because I'm about to drop it right now. You know what I gotta say to all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done? what my man Jay Ajayi just said. F*** you.
I didn't say it. Jay Ajayi said it.
Awesome. I got such a shot of adrenaline right going through me right now. And fun. Jason, to know that tomorrow it's on again, man. And it's so rare. And it is on tomorrow in the city of Philadelphia. It's so freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. I can't wait to see what the speeches are. I can't wait to see the whole, all the shenanigans that are going to happen down Broad Street. You know, you got to make sure you get up, get a good breakfast in, get a solid breakfast in. I advise sticking to light beer. You go to liquor, and you'll be up there slurring words.
Such a good point. Such a good point.
Stick to light beer. But yeah, enjoy the day, enjoy the moment. It's such a, I mean, it'll be interesting on this side because when you're going down, I mean, it is nonstop. It feels like it flies by, and you're going down the Broad Street for hours, and it's just such a special moment where you really. As a player, you get to see full force how much it means to the entire city and how much it means to the entire fan base. So it was undoubtedly one of the most fun experiences of my lifetime before the speech. It was just absolutely fantastic.
Well, how aware were you at the time that your contribution to the parade would become so legendary?
I did not know. I mean, I didn't know how it was going
to
be received.
I mean, you had to know it would cause a bit of a stir.
I thought it was good.
At the gates.
But we were all talking about wearing weird things and dressing and like wearing like throwback jerseys initially. And
you then, took it a little farther than
well,
that.
I figured we're doing a parade. Might do a
and it was
Philadelphia
pure
style.
That's the thing. It was pure Philly.
Yeah,
it was Philly.
Like, you know, it was what? Perfect.
And my barber / hairstylist, Libby, her husband, was a mummer, and I reached out, like, hey, is there any chance to get a mummer suit? Like, it just feels like the right thing to have on. And
yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Jason, I don't expect anyone tomorrow to get to the level you got to because, you know, that is such an absurdly high level. But who do you think, I mean, you know the guys well, who do you think is most likely, like, tomorrow night when we're like, wow, what a parade, what a day. Who's the guy we say that speech really stood out?
That's a great question. I don't know. I think of the guys that I think that are the best in front of a camera with like a microphone in their face. I think, you know, Jordan Mulata is very good at that. Brandon Graham's very good at that. I think I could also see Saquon Barkley ripping something out.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great story, and he's just a very well-spoken guy. I think Nick Sirianni could do something. You know, I think.
Do you feel responsible in a negative way? How difficult you're making this on everyone else for the team?
I always felt like my brother was trying to live up to the speeches.
Maybe
he's trying to hit, but I don't know. I think. What makes a great speech a great speech is when the orator, their personality and who they are authentically comes out. And I think that's the key. Like Chase Utley did it in three words. His speech is the best speech ever. He did it in three words, but it took me 7 minutes to expound on. So I think, you know, there'll be somebody up there tomorrow. I have full confidence that is going to go up there and deliver something from the bottom of their heart that's going to connect with millions of people in the city of Philadelphia, and it's going to be fantastic.
You know, Ben thinks it's going to be Sirianni. Ben, if Sirianni goes, and I use the term, you know, off the script, meaning if he really lets it out, it would be something.
It would be something. And it's something that could happen. Maybe it just finally comes out of him. It says, you know what? He's kind of kept it to himself for a while. And it could just erupt it any minute.
Here was a visual. I'm sorry, Ben. Jason, go ahead.
I really want him to have his kids on the podium. And
I did too.
I was like, man, this needs to like be like a giant middle finger to like everybody.
That's what I'm saying. But that's why I think it might come out.
It might. It could. I know it's in there. And he's a very, you know, aggressive individual in general, mm-hmm. which we all love about Nick. And but I think, I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to like put any...
Yeah.
like presumptive things on any of these guys' plates. Whatever they do in the moment's going
to
be right.
Well, I'll give you a moment that to me really stood out from what the NFL released last night, because you know I think in the post game podium stuff, I think Sirianni still was, I'll just say, on the more guarded side. I think he's become trained essentially to be careful with what he says and all that. But I thought the moment from what the NFL released last night that showed the most of him letting his guard down publicly in a beautiful way was when he hugged his parents.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it yet, it's really special. There's a moment, it's his, I mean, let me put it this way. I assume it's his mom and dad. I mean, they look like they'd be the age of the mom and dad. So I'm sure it's his mom and dad. And he kind of like puts his head on one of them. I forget which, but I always think of when an athlete, I remember when Oral Hershiser won it all in 88, and there was a moment they lift him up, and then you can, Ben, you probably remember this, you can see it almost drain out of him like, it's over.
It's over.
It's like, I did it, we did it, and I can breathe and let my body go, and let my, like, and I saw with Nick when he hugged his parents, it was one of those, like, I can let it. I don't have to be on guard.
Mm-hmm.
We won the Super Bowl. Let's listen a little bit. It's really beautiful. Let's listen a little bit more of the celebrations that were going on, because, you know, what the NFL released yesterday was just a series of unbelievable behind-the-scenes audio of what was happening both on and off the field. Let's listen after the game had just ended. The celebration, you know, it's like the first minute of the celebration. You're going to hear Howie with Saquon. You're going to hear Hurts in the moment he's told that he's the MVP, and his response is phenomenal. And you're going to hear Nick Sirianni with Andy Reid in addition to more. Here's the minute after the game ends.
Love you, Coach. Unreal what we did, man. This is special.
Awesome, man.
Special.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
Let's go!
Let's go, boys! Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on,
hold on, hold on, record too.
Yes, come on. World champ, baby. World champ. That's two?
That's
two for you?
Nothing like this.
Yeah. It's over now.
I told you.
Now we can do that.
MVP, good job.
You're kidding. You believe in me. You know you believed in me, bro. You believed in me. I'm so proud of you. I love you. I'm so happy for you.
Hey, Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl champ. There it is, right there.
Hold on, let this happen.
Great job, man.
Thanks. It was an honor
to go against you.
Yep. And that's Andy and Nick at the end. But, John, how about that thing? When Jalen is told by an Eagles staffer, John Gnode is a good dude, he is told, you're the Super Bowl MVP, and his response is, Super Bowl champ. That is priorities, man.
Oh, man.
That's special.
Sure. For sure.
That's outstanding.
That is special. That's exactly what you'd hope he'd say. It's perfect.
Jason, I mean, it is perfect. You're told you're the Super Bowl MVP, and his response is Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, and there's not an ounce of me that's surprised by that response at all. I mean, this guy's, I know he gets a lot of criticism for being like even keeled and things at times, but I don't know that I've ever played with a player that has just been so one lane focused and just like maniacal. And you know, when I think, I've listed it, it's so funny because I've said this to like the team and people before, I've used this, is like when I think of like the horror character, I think of the guy that like no matter what you do, you can't stop him. Like he's not even running after you, but you know he's always going to be coming. Mm. And you know, from Freddy Krueger to like all of these guys, it's just, that's what people fear the most. It's the guy that just never stops, and they're maniacal in what they're going after. And that's the way this guy's been from the moment he's been a Philadelphia Eagle, from the moment we've got him here. It hasn't been the greatest road, but he's never let anything separate that goal. And like winning championships, I really, truly think is the only thing this dude cares about. And it's brought him to this moment where he is the world champion.
Incredible. Jason with us here in studio.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
true crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.